Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck. All right, here's your round.
I hate you and the horse you rode in on.
Friday.
The horse's name was Friday.
There it is.
Fuck you.
And fuck Dan Schneider.
Somebody said it.
Let's get to the next meal. All right, let me get your...
I'm going to fact check that.
Spring rolls stuffed by mediocre football players with rocks and shit like that during the NFL offseason.
I remember this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just started to add words at the end. All right, what's next?
All right, here's your meal.
Oh! Yum.
Just one.
So aggressive.
It's a buffet.
What are we eating?
It's a buffet.
I already told you.
Do I grab a plate?
Explain
yeah.
it. Explain
Is there
my
silverware?
Meal to me before I eat it.
Huh?
And no one took my drink order yet.
I need you to explain my meal to me before I eat it.
What drink?
I thought this was a buffet.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a bar?
Sometimes.
Mm? Go ahead, dude. What's next?
Will you be watching the UFL this spring?
No.
Why?
I tried watching XFL before, and I tried watching USFL before, but it feels like nothing fills that gap that the NFL fills.
I have good news for you. What if they combined?
I know, dude. They combine, and it's kind of still the same. I don't know if it's the... Again, this plays into the same side of, like, why I don't watch college football. It just feels like, and I guess it's an expectation thing of, like, the caliber at which the players play at just doesn't feel fun to watch. Like, they're just not as good as the NFL, and you can tell by watching.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're not in the NFL, I guess.
Yeah, true. I think they're all trying to like work their way up and make a name for themselves. They're hoping for a point in time where the UFL now? Is that what it's called?
UFL, yeah.
UFL is kind of like a stepping stone into
yeah,
the NFL.
I mean, UFL
know?
Is pretty much just the AAA of the NFL now.
They would like to be. I don't know if they're there yet.
Well, there's not enough teams. Well, there's only 8 teams, I think.
Yeah.
8 or 10 teams, and half of them are in Texas.
Yeah.
I think 3 of them are in
Texas. I think they're all from, well, in one of the leagues, they were all from different towns, but they all played in Texas
yeah.
or something like that.
I don't know. It just feels like sloppy football to watch. Nothing fills that gap, and there's different rules and things like that. And, I mean, I guess it's good for the people that are in it because you can make the jump. And I've actually looked up before talking with somebody at work. It was like when the XFL shut down last time, I think 17 players made it into the NFL. But it also was vice versa that NFL players have dropped down and play in the UFL now.
Hmm.
Like Ben DiNucci. Remember Ben DiNucci?
And AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron's a big one.
Yep, for the Battlehawks.
Yeah, he won. Didn't they win last year? No.
Something like that.
No, they didn't. He was on the
he was
the
like a number
Bengals.
One pick.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the Bengals' next quarterback before Joe Burrow.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was like their number one like overall or something like that pick that they had.
I don't know if it was number
like
one
a first
overall.
Rounder.
Yeah, I think it was a first rounder. I only know that because my family's last name.
But yeah, it goes,
that makes sense.
It goes both ways, and you see, I think, not that I'm a fan of the UFL, but I think it's cool that they're giving a popular YouTube star Destroying a chance.
I did see that. Bro, do you see that trick play?
Yeah.
Has he kicked the ball yet?
No.
He hasn't
he
even
went out
kicked
there
the...
for. I think, no, he's punted.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Opening punt.
I got you.
But he hasn't done a field goal or anything. But no. The field goal they set him up for was like
a
fucking...
trick play.
No, they iced him.
Oh.
58-yard field goal.
And then they
goal.
Ran the trick play for like 40 yards, right?
The other team iced him, and he missed. On the ice, he just kicked it anyway
oh,
and missed.
Really?
And then they changed. He didn't throw that. They changed to the punter.
Really?
Instead of the kicker, and then the punter did
Damn.
The trick play.
Was that the really long throw?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was like a 54-yard touchdown to a center, I think it was.
What the fuck?
It was a big boy. That's
crazy.
What team was that? What team does he play for?
The Brahmas.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know what city it is, but I've heard of the Brahmas.
Texas. It's like B-R-A-H-M-A-S. Brahmas.
Bananas.
Yeah,
Burlington Brahmas.
I don't think I'm going to be watching, for the number one reason is I don't think I have that channel. I don't think I have the channel to watch them, if I'm being honest.
But if you did. You
definitely do. I don't think it's like a...
I also don't pay for cable. I use an Xfinity Stream login.
I think
ESPN, from a family member.
ESPN
so
should be on there.
It's whether they have the channel, channel or not, and I haven't looked.
Hmm. It's on Fox.
You're on Fox.
It's on Fox now?
That's what it says.
That's crazy.
You're on Fox, dude.
See UFL schedule for ABC and ESPN. Highlights on Fox.
That's crazy that they're on like mainstream channels like that.
I mean, it's fucking Dwayne, brother. He's got say.
Yeah,
true.
Big Rock.
He needs to play. Then people will start
watching.
That'd
be sick. I like tight end.
No.
He's got no hands,
Rock's
bro.
Rock's doing the wrestling thing again.
He's got no hands, bro.
He just does side quests. It's just what he does.
For real.
He does everything.
He's done football. He's done wrestling. He's done acting. What else is next? Crocheting.
Your mom. Got him.
What?
Bang.
What?
Bam.
That's crazy. What about you, Jose?
Do you
have any interest?
I'm not watching. Pretty much just what they said. Like,
I think
they're not as good as the real pros. Not
I think what else like plays that, into my decision is that there's two other main sports
exactly,
on right now that
what
I'd
I was
rather
say
watch.
Is that baseball just started and NBA in like 2 weeks is going to be in the playoffs.
And,
so,
and the NHL.
Is it two weeks already?
It's like 2 or 3 weeks
Holy
away.
Holy fuck. And I work too much. So between those three things, I'm not keeping up with
it's
the UFL
only on
too.
Saturdays.
That's all right, dude.
Dude, Saturdays are for the boys.
They're for me, dude.
Saturdays are getting fucked up in the basement and recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Saturdays are for golf now.
Whoa.
Actually, Sunday. Bob, you going golfing Sunday?
What's the next topic?
That sounds like a no.
We need you. We need you. All right, whatever. Anyway, what can they do to improve to make people watch? Is there anything they can do at this point?
Be the NFL. That's all I got, dude.
Damn.
Get better.
Put trampolines on the field.
Oh. Or make them give them a hoop to slam dunk. Just turn it into slam ball. You just turn the what UFL the into that old sport slam ball on fucking G4.
Dude, I know what you're talking about.
If the place they play on was like 90 feet long and it had two hoops at the end and trampolines, I think I'd watch. And they changed the name to like slam ball.
And there was a fence around it.
I would rather watch arena football than the UFL.
Arena football is kind of lit, dude. Arena football gets
gone?
Intense.
Isn't
yeah,
it gone?
I think it's gone.
I think it's back.
Hmm. Arena football is pretty
as
sick.
Popular
dude.
It was.
Although
dude, the Philadelphia Soul were the goats.
Yeah, dude.
They won like three back.
What
to back
was
to
that?
Back.
What was that game? It was like arena football where the fans could pick the plays. What the fuck happened? I think that was last year, bro.
I know what you're talking
that
about.
Last
that was live
year,
stream.
Bro.
That was on Twitch, I think.
Yeah. What the fuck? It had like crazy names. Like it had
I don't remember
guys from like the NBA like playing in it and shit. Like it was fucked up, dude. Like they had. Like Frankie Muniz, I don't know. I totally missed.
Like opened a door in my brain for a memory that I know nothing of, but that it happened.
Yeah, dude, it looked like a weird like TikTok event
it was
or something.
Literally just Madden with real life people.
Yeah, and the fans would I think from their seats, I think they were picking plays.
No, I think it was live streamed.
Oh, and
like
the
it literally
watching.
Madden, like plays would be at the bottom of the screen and be like, pick a play.
And the people would vote and whatever play.
I think it was just offensive though.
I think
that like flow right. That sounds like there's a lot of stopping.
I wonder if the receivers just did whatever the fuck they want anyway.
Kind of the same. Like Twitch doesn't have that big of a delay anymore. It's like 3 seconds at most. So you vote. You have like what 45 seconds in between each play on a play clock.
30,
something like that. So
true.
Figure it out. Have a playbook on your wrist.
All
right. There probably aren't that many plays.
In football
for
in general?
For something like that is what I'm saying. Not for fucking football.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
So there's nothing they can do. It's done. They just need it to be a different sport.
I don't know, man.
I really like slam ball. So.
I mean, that's a fucking director of UFL question. I don't have the fucking answers for you.
That's going to be you one day.
It would have to be like, get more like social media presence, people.
Yeah, they could turn into like a celebrity.
Or get more personalities.
Like a celebrity.
Kind of like what that arena football did. Like, I think that's what they were doing.
Yeah, like, even if they play one game and they have like a special somebody there a week.
Frankie Muniz.
I guess it couldn't be like.
Shut
the fuck up.
Up, dude.
Malcolm in the Middle, dude. Come
special
on.
Special Agent Cody Banks?
Come
get the
on,
fuck
dude.
Out of here, dog.
I don't think
Banks kissed Lizzie McGuire once.
There's
I think that
enough space for them to be successful. Like, college football is already huge. Normal NFL is already huge. And, like, where do they fit in? Like, there's no way to go and watch the games. Like,
they're trying to squeeze in the off season. Where they're trying to get in there.
I just don't really think it works, like, to me.
I don't think it works as, like, a league. And every suggestion that I've made so far is just, like, how to make it successful media-wise, not sport-wise.
Yeah.
Right. I like your trampoline idea. Have the last 10 yards on either end zone be trampoline, so you have to jump into the... And you wait. The only way that you can score a touchdown is if you cross a plane at, like, 5 to 10 feet up.
There's a pole vault.
Yeah.
No,
and,
it's just a brick wall.
Defense, and the defense, right? And the end zone is trampolines, too. So they can jump and meet you in the air. Dude, we're on to something.
And glass wall like an aquarium, and you have to jump over the wall to get the touchdown.
If not, you're eaten by a shark.
Yeah,
sure.
They put a shark in a 1x1 glass wall at the 1 yard line. Piranhas. That'll be better.
Yeah. Why don't we just watch Mario Super Sluggers for the Nintendo Wii and call it?
I think I'd rather
pull it up. Actually, let's
Bro, Bowser Jr., stop playing. I'm proud to throw you some paint.
I think what needs to happen is we need to start that league of things that just happen.
Pickleball.
Yes, I was going to say that.
But Bob
we're like,
did.
Well, I said in the professional leagues, like, one game a year, nobody knows, like, something fucking super outlandish happens. Like, in football, like, the sprinklers turn on or something ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, you have to play the whole game in sprinklers.
I got
or,
you.
Or, like, in basketball.
The speakers are just really loud the whole time.
No, it's like.
Or they're all blown out.
Yeah.
You have to play, like.
You have to play
you know
without
how the intro. You go to a Sixers game and that's pretty good.
The ball's really heavy.
It's a bowling ball. I was going to say, like, you know how the introduction to, like, games like that where the lights are off, but there's, like, animations
on
the court?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It'd have to be, like, dark the whole time or something.
Oh, okay.
Dude, we need to do this.
No shoes.
That would be, dude, so that would be a killer, I'm telling you.
Long socks only, dude.
What?
Did you see, have you seen the clips on, like, Instagram or TikTok where there's, like, a basketball league in, like, Russia where you can just fucking suplex the other person.
I think I did.
But you
that.
Have to take your shirt off first.
So they
I'm
know
dead
you're in fight
serious.
Mode, right?
I'm dead serious. You have to, like, surprise them.
I think
like, you have to go up behind them and they're, like, rip their shirt off real quick and fucking bear hug them and suplex them. But the court's, like, padded.
I think I saw it on Twitter, dude.
Yeah.
Now bring that into our UFL league. Well, I guess it is football.
And Draymond Green would be.
And then you pull your jersey off. No helmets. No helmets. No helmets.
Jesus Christ.
In the slam ball UFL league, dude. No helmets.
That's a good idea. All right.
That's a good idea.
Only beanies.
We're spitting. You have to wear winter clothes in the summer.
Mittens.
Oh my God.
Wait. Everyone wears mittens, dude. You have no finger control.
That's funny, man. That sounds like something that should happen. All right.
Baseball with a metal Little League bat and a tennis ball.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think that would be...
And no gloves. And they're
no
essentially
gloves,
just playing wiffle ball. They're essentially just playing wiffle ball.
No
there.
Gloves.
Sounds like a great idea.
You bet it is.
Sounds like the UFL doesn't know what they're doing. Let's move on.
Hire me.
Eat a beat a drink ideas. It. Eat a beat a drink it. We're
Part
drinking
two.
It.
Dos.
We're drinking it. Actually, not really. This isn't really a drink, but like you know.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll tell you if I eat it or drink it.
Fire.
I'm pretty sure you eat it.
I might beat it.
Where's my guitar?
No, no beating it tonight.
Where's my guitar?
Your guitar? Where are you going?
Dude, I went to Goodwill today.
You bought a guitar?
They had Guitar Hero 3 in the package still.
Did you get it?
Sealed?
For PlayStation 3.
We have it already.
Yeah.
I know. If it was Xbox, I would have bought it.
If you find a Rock Band 3, buy it.
Like the game or the set?
No, the game. I'll pay you.
I'm sure you could find one.
No.
No?
If it wasn't pretty hard. If it was for anything else, I would have bought it. But I'm not going to go buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
It was in the fucking package still.
Well, yeah, I know. I have a PS4. Damn.
Same. Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite water ice flavor?
Oh, I got a hot take.
Hard, bro. This hard.
What is your hot take?
No, I want them to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to get sunned. my pick.
I have a hot take.
You don't like water ice?
No, water ice is fine, but it's probably at the bottom of desserts I would pick to get.
I don't know if it's really a dessert. I guess it is.
What would you describe it as?
A snack? Yeah.
Would you
rather a snow cone?
No, that's definitely snow cones below are water
way
ice.
Worse.
Right,
that's what they're way worse.
Yeah, but water ice is also like an around here thing.
True.
Oh, yeah, you talked about that
like
before.
Foods doesn't know. If didn't know what water ice was.
I will only get water ice if I'm going to a water ice place. If I go to an ice cream place, I'm not going to get their water ice. You know what I'm saying?
You can't describe water ice to somebody
without it sounding like a snow cone.
Yes.
And people don't care for snow cones.
They don't understand the difference.
True. It is hard.
I think it's hard. Yeah, it's hard to explain. Like, you can't explain it.
Because it sounds like a snow cone. Like, in all ways you explain it.
It's not the same at all.
It's not. It's way better.
It's way better.
All right, do I need to go first?
If you want.
All right. My favorite flavor, really plain, I know, and probably a bad pick, lemon.
Lemon?
I think lemon water ice is
that's
really
solid.
Good.
It's good. Solid. I just don't, like, really the, I don't like the chunks.
I
don't
like
the chunks.
I don't fuck with the chunks in there. I hate fucking getting cherry and the chunks are in it.
I like cherry, too.
I don't care for cherry.
Classic.
Cherry's a classic.
All right, who else?
So I
worked at Rita's.
I worked at Rita's for probably like 2 years.
Dang.
I worked there from like 16 till I was like 18.
I think you served me.
I probably did. I served like everyone we went to high school with.
Do you serve the Lord?
In the name.
Swedish fish.
Oh, mama.
What, for me?
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not my favorite. I've tried them all. I've tried almost every flavor we've had. Like, when I worked there, I tried them all. But, damn, are you all right? Does it really hurt that bad?
Bro. Fucking Charlie Horse.
Oh, Charlie Horse. That, the fact that, the fact that he's not...
Are you good?
That shit hurts.
I'm starting to
sweat. I know what you're saying.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Holy moly.
So I've tried them all. My favorite that comes off the top of my head is Tropical Punch. It's not, and it's different from Fruit Punch. It's Tropical Punch, and it tastes so much like Hawaiian Punch. I really like Hawaiian Punch, and that in water ice form is fucking incredible.
Wait, there was an orange one that you told us about that's really good.
Orange Creamsicle?
No.
That I told you about?
Yeah, like when we first started hanging out.
Orange
again,
one.
I guess.
I don't know.
Like, it was like Florida orange or something.
Oh, blood orange. Blood orange.
Yes,
dude.
That's it.
You're fucking right. That's my favorite one.
You're welcome.
That's my thank you for reaching into that bag, dude. Blood orange is the best one.
Yeah, it's really good.
I can't believe he remembered that shit. Because
I tried it after you told me.
And it's fucking gas.
Yeah,
bro.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm gonna flip the script on this.
Oh, no.
No Rita's.
Polish.
Polish is so good, though.
Yeah,
Polish is so
sweet. We got mango, cherry, blue raspberry, watermelon, chocolate, and a lot more.
Together.
Dude, a classic blue raspberry from Polish goes so crazy.
For real. I haven't had it in so long.
It goes so crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's my pick.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
But that's how foods had to experience water ice. So I think I set the bar pretty high with that.
Through Polish?
Did he like it?
That's
fucking picky.
I think I remember him liking it.
Yeah.
That's the craziest way to try water ice for the first time. Because Polish water ice is like... peak. The weirdest style like I've ever seen.
Yeah,
on
it's so smooth.
Yeah. They got mango, cherry, blue raspberry, watermelon, chocolate, and a lot, lot more.
I like sampling them. I like being an asshole and sampling them.
I don't think they, do they still do that?
Yeah.
Like, there's times where they have a...
Give it a try.
A person sit with cups of all of them with things to try them. So you're not that much of a dickhead, you know?
Yeah. Cherry's real good. Blue Raz is real good. Blue Raz. Stick with the
green ones.
The Easies.
Or like the green apple.
I'm a little intimidated at Rita's. There's too many flavors to pick.
There's a lot.
But dude, always changing. I remember when we would the fresh mango, like within the hour of it being made, was the best, bro. It wasn't the best, but like the best way to experience that mango like water ice is after the first hour. Yeah. And it's very rare because it gets made like once every like 2 or 3 days, and you have to pull up at the perfect time, you know.
Wait. What are you talking about?
The mango water ice.
You make them at Rita's?
They get made at the Rita's, yeah.
You didn't know that?
They have giant like ice machines that they pour the flavoring into, and it spits out
the water ice.
Yeah.
No idea.
You have to clean it out like after it's like being used. I never made the water ice, but all my managers did, and I watched them do it.
As they just made water ice.
You made what? Do it again.
That's the noise it makes when it spits it out.
Sounds like you're printing money, dog.
Something like that. It's cutting turds.
So one of my favorites is Swedish fish.
He called it for you. Yeah,
it's a solid it was going to be somebody. Yeah.
That was a solid pick.
Do you like Swedish fish? Like the candy?
I love it, yeah.
They're great.
Yeah.
They are pretty good.
And it tastes
a
lot like
You know what water ice I don't fuck with? Pre-packaged at the store.
Where you have to dig into it, yeah, you're stabbing it with the knife.
I'm not gonna lie, but Luigi's is pretty good.
I like it, but it good. Yeah. I don't like the chore behind
it. Yeah,
this guy knows what I'm on.
Pain,
yeah.
No,
if you
know,
don't have a metal spoon, you're not eating it for a good 10 minutes.
For real. Hold up. Do you guys remember the Minute Maid fucking frozen lemonades?
The squeezy things?
The squeezy thing or...
The paper ones, right?
The paper or the little triangles, bro. Do you remember the weird little triangle fucking icy push pop things, dude? The Minute Maid. They're weird triangles, bro. They're like the weirdest shape ever.
Are you talking about the squeezy ones?
Yeah, they squeeze. But
they're like come to a cone.
Yeah, I thought it was a cone.
It's not like a cone, like an ice cream cone, but it like comes to a point at the bottom.
I'm gonna say
a flat point.
Minute Maid.
Yeah,
it's not a pointy point. It's a flatty point. Do you remember the ones that are cylinders that you push up?
Yeah, push pop.
No.
That was like
the
frozen
candy.
Lemonade. That was like the frozen lemonade.
That's a candy push pop, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm talking about the water ice, the Flintstones one.
Isn't the push pop the one where you pour the juice?
These Jones, bro. These Jones.
No, push pop.
Oh, I do. They had those at school.
Like they were like triangles. Like they were the weirdest shape. Bro, these.
Oh, I've had those, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Dude, those went off. Mm-hmm. Dude, those were so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Push
pop is candy. Push up.
Oh, push up.
That's what it says.
What? What is push up?
Slurpee. Push up is the ice cream water ice type beat.
Wasn't there a Flintstones
it's
one?
Not like the Flintstone one wasn't like water ice though.
It was
like
a sherbet.
Creamy.
It was
yeah.
like a sherbet. It was good though.
I remember that. And then you get to the bottom and it's like this smooth plastic and you'd be licking the shit out of that to get every last little tingle out of there.
That's another thing.
Push pop right now? What are you talking about?
No, the push pop's candy.
Push
talking
up,
about
dude.
The
Come
push
on.
Up.
Oh, the push up. Like, it was like sherbet, right?
Yeah,
sorry, I was tuned out of that.
Flintstones.
Yep.
It's another one of those things I just eat the whole thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
You know, while we're on the topic, I'm just going to say it. Top tier. Fucking Fudgy Wudgy Man on the beach rocket pop. Just gonna throw that out there.
That's so specific.
Yep.
The red,
what
white,
was
and blue?
The one that had the screwball? The screwball
it's
is pretty
screwball.
Good. I like
yeah.
the screwball. But that but that's
yeah,
another
but the,
like
the
water.
The gumball
one,
you have to dig for. Sucks. Mm-hmm. Well, the gumball at the bottom of it sucks because it's frozen and you just have to like eat it.
Wait, didn't we have like a banana thing? You weren't there. I think you were at work. They sell like banana.
Yeah, they have like coffee carts
and
shit.
Yeah. They were good. That's smart.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
That looks too good.
Wait, that's real?
It's real, bro.
It's from, like, Japan or something. Because, like, the SpongeBob never come out like that.
Oh, no. They could never. Well, this is crazy, though.
Shout out Fudgy Wudgy, man.
Yeah.
The OG died.
Oh, he did?
I think last year, yeah.
Damn.
OG Fudgy Wudgy.
He fudged his last wudge.
For real. That guy probably made millions in his lifetime.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so. I fucking off. Do think so.
Wudge off.
You think he needed to put that on his taxes? That was straight cash every day, baby.
I'm sure that made it to his taxes.
Shout outs to Flintstones Vitamins. Take your vitamins.
They're ass, bro.
I hate this guy.
No, they were pretty good, and I remember feeling like a superhero when I would eat them, because I'd be like, I'm being healthy. Like, these are good for me.
The only thing I'm saying is,
this wasn't an eat it or drink it. This was a beat it.
You do beat the ice.
I'm beating that ice.
Huh?
Beat water ice. Beat it.
Fair enough. Y'all want another round?
Yeah. Let's get it.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.